Science communications is becoming an increasingly important and necessary tool for researchers in a wide variety of fields. However, opportunities to gain skills in communicating science are few and far between. How can we arm students wanting to pursue a research career with the skills to effectively communicate their work? From the University of Central Florida in Orlando, I'm Rachel Wimmer, and this is Research Decoded. The key to ingraining science communication skills in young researchers is to expose them to the discipline early on. However, many universities lack the curricula necessary to teach students how to effectively communicate their research. It is for this reason that one professor at UCF decided to introduce a new class, Science and Public Engagement for Biology Majors.
One of the key problems, I think, in our department is that we get a lot of students coming through and doing a biology major, but they don't have that much opportunity to either present information on scientific research or write about scientific subjects and topics.
Kate Mansfield is an associate professor and director of the Marine Turtle Research Group at UCF.
We don't, you know, as biology professors and offering biology classes, our classes are really geared towards learning facts and not really applying critical thinking, applying ways that we can disseminate our data and our information to a broader audience. So to fill that gap of sorts in our department, we decided to develop a class that was geared towards giving students a little more confidence in preparing scientific information for broader dissemination or broader access for the public.
Do you think science communication should be taught more?
Absolutely, yeah. This is, given our current climate, no pun intended, and political climate, I think it is incredibly important that folks going through a STEM field or a scientific field are able to talk about what they do and talk about it in a way that's relatable to folks that are not scientists. And there's a lot of misinformation circulating. There's a lot of information that becomes kind of the status quo, even though it may not be supported by scientifically based facts or evidence. And I think part of that is a communication problem.
How do you see the class benefiting your students in the future?
I would hope that the students who have gone through the class have gained a little bit more confidence in standing up and telling people about cool scientific matter, and hopefully a little bit of confidence in terms of their own research and what it takes to kind of be a scientist. You're not just stuck in a laboratory or, you know, in the field counting things. There's a broader approach to being a scientist, which includes writing and writing grant applications, trying to convince people to give you money, trying to convince people that the work that you're doing is actually relevant or should be supported, should be continued, and to also engage people in science and to understand that science is all around us, and it's pretty cool.
So did Dr. Mansfield's class resonate with her students? Let's hear what they had to say.
My name is Marilyn Fishbach.
My name is Isaac Baltavieso.
Megan Turner.
My name is Dustin Wolofrowski.
I am Bridget.
I'm Erin Johnson.
My name is Alana.
My name is Michael Martinez.
Why did you guys decide to take this class?
I took this class because I've always struggled with communicating myself and having this fear that I'm not accurately representing myself and my science.
Because I think it's really important to actually communicate with like non-scientists and be able to bridge the gap between just your everyday average person and then scientists, because I know there's a lot of miscommunication that leads to angry, like anti-vaxxers and stuff, and so I thought that this class would kind of help stop that.
I consider it probably one of the most important classes anyone would actually take. A lot of other science classes are about memorizing, like you go through biochem, you just memorize all the amino acids and then you draw them, and a real scientist, like, go to the lab, you Google it. Like, the most science is communicating about science, like learning from other people and then going out and putting your research out there, asking for money, writing. All of those are probably more important skills than a lot of other classes teach.
What were some of your main takeaways from the class?
My main takeaways are that everybody that wants to convey their science to the public should take this and should keep this in mind. And it's changed a lot of how I view people's presentations or what I read or posters, and now it kind of makes me upset when I see jargon or I see something that seems almost exclusive, even though it's for everyone. And that's been a major takeaway of mine, is just rethinking and reevaluating how I read science and how I understand science.
The curse of knowledge, you know, has just become so much more apparent in an environment like this. Is especially as somebody who is immersed in their research, you could easily forget that people won't be able to understand jargonistic talk. And I feel like as people who are often immersed with such terminology, it can become really easy to forget. So that's one thing that this class reminded me of, and that you really have to take a leap out of the structure of science to be able to effectively communicate your science, which seems sort of counterintuitive as a scientist, but or an aspiring scientist. But yeah, I don't think that many of us would have realized that without this class, that the importance of a narrative, of telling a story, you know, this seems like it almost feels anti-scientific, you know, but you come to realize that it's probably one of the most vital parts of effectively communicating your work.
For me specifically is providing the information to an audience base, a general audience, in a way that any person, no matter what they already know, beginner or expert, can understand the material that you're presenting. And I think each person in this class may have a different factor of like what they've gained or taken away from the class, but for me it's really just simplifying things in a way everyone can understand to communicate the science the most efficient way possible.
The improv was really fun. I've been doing theater for a long time, so it was very familiar. I had pretty much done all of them before. But it was also like really useful. Like, I feel like this is the most applicable class that I've taken as far as like having an actual career in the sciences. I mean, we talked about publishing and talking about your study, and we actually got to practice talking to each other and like had multiple rounds of presenting versus like most communication classes. You just kind of present once and then that's the grade and you never really get to work on it.
How do you think this class will benefit you in the future?
I think this class is definitely something I'll keep thinking about, and I think it will carry with me throughout the future, like not only just in my career, but how I talk to like my friends or to strangers, and I think it will help me in all aspects of life, just better understanding that I have to set my tone differently, and that's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's good to change the way I speak, and that doesn't mean I'm losing hold of myself or losing touch of myself. It just means I'm better communicating myself.
I think that I know how to prepare better when it comes to presenting research in any form, whether that is verbal, visual, or written.
It's a science class, but so many of the skills that you learn are applicable to just about anything. I can't imagine what I could do in the future that like something wouldn't apply. I do really enjoy like talking is my thing. So like, you know, any kind of communicating, giving speeches, talk, like that's stuff I enjoy doing. So I'll probably take it with me everywhere.
I think it'll be one of those classes that I'll look back as a cornerstone of my foundation as a researcher. I don't think I would have had any idea of how to effectively communicate my work currently as of now prior to this class. I mean, I found myself doing better at poster presentations. I look for different things. The way I want to paint my story is very different. What I thought people would be interested in hearing prior to this class and now after this class is a night and day difference.
Plans change, but as of right now, I want to help relay science to a general audience in news. I want to be able to help simplify science so that everyone can understand no matter what their knowledge base is. And I have some work to do, but I think that I'm one step closer because of this class.
So I'm starting my PhD in the fall, so I think it's going to help me kind of share my science with other people in a more digestible way and also help me communicate other people's science to a broader audience later on.
But the students weren't the only ones to take something away from this class.
I think what has really surprised me is I've learned so much teaching this class. I've had some of the same students in other classes, and I never got to know them at all. So I'm learning each individual student's stories to some extent, and it kind of threw me on my rear a little bit because I realized that everybody has their own thing going on. They have their own issues at home, they have their own worries and stresses, and they're not just a person sitting in a desk looking really bored or looking at their phone. There's a lot more to the students. There may be reasons why they don't show up for class. So it was really eye-opening and kind of great to get to know some of these students and have my perspective shift a little bit.
I want to thank Dr. Mansfield and her class for speaking with us today and the Office of Research for supporting this show. Next week on the podcast, we'll talk about what tools are available to you to help you communicate your research. We'll hear from Zanetta Catala, the Executive Director of the Office of Communications in the Office of Research, about what resources her office provides to researchers at UCF. We'll see you next time.